to What in the K-Pop. I'm your host, May.
I'm Yvette.
And I'm Leia.
And today we are talking about
K-Fest. So, K-Fest is going to be October 7th in Houston, Texas. And we are all in our own ways involved, going to have fun with it. We're also going to be talking about the performer. So, June is the headliner for this year. So what are you guys looking forward to? Is there any key before we go into like topics, is there anything y'all are excited about?
June.
June. I'm curious to see the talent.
No, really, because
I'm very excited to see
really
June.
Good.
Yeah.
Is there, so talking about June, the first part we're just going to be talking about June a little bit, then we'll go into more like K-Fest. So for those who don't know who June is a solo artist from Korea who, he used to be under one label and then now he is an independent artist, which is really cool because now he can do more things like this. And as like I've been listening and doing more of my like due diligence about like making sure I'm aware fully of who this artist is, because let's face it, it's really cool to see, like, a solo artist come into these type of events. So, what would y'all, like, have y'all heard a little bit more of his music since it's been announced?
Yeah. Like, as soon as it was announced, I started just deep diving in. Because, you know, I didn't know who he was. I knew you knew who he was, May, but I have never heard of him, so that really made me look into his music, and I really liked a lot of his songs, actually. I really enjoyed Autumn Leaves, I really enjoyed 12 AM, and too many more songs. The man has a great R&B, like, chill, slow vibe, but very also, like, romantic in a way, sensual, but it's in the lightest form, you know? So I really like that about him. Like, I can't wait to see him live. Like, it's going to be really fun just to see him. And I think anybody that doesn't know anything about him, or even maybe they never heard any of his music, will still enjoy his performance regardless.
Mm-hmm. Leah, what about you?
Well, I mean, I've already heard some of his songs. Like, I really like Serenade and, like Yvette said, Autumn Leaves. I haven't gotten into, like, a deeper dive. I like to listen to more of his music, but mostly I'm really excited to see him live because, for me, what I've noticed is seeing the live performance can really change how interested I am in an artist. And for me, I, like, feel like it's, like, the final test. Like, how good are you live, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So getting the opportunity to see him live almost as an intro to him, I think, is great for me, and that's what I'm really excited about. Oh, I want to see what he does on stage.
Yeah,
but he's got an amazing voice.
No, actually. And then I was looking more because I was like, I know who he is and I know the music, but I was like, is there any more? Like, there's not a crazy amount of information, like, on him, like, all online when I was trying to do my research. But I did find out he's a Pisces, so we appreciate that. Let me find out what his sign is. But no, and that he debuted in 2018 under Planetarium Records with solo Serenade was his debut, like, like, single. And if I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. But there's also going to be a fan sign the day after, which I think is going to be really fun. And I hope whoever is listening and you want to go to K-Fest, hopefully by the time this episode comes out, it's only going to be like, what, 2 weeks away?
Probably.
Yeah,
actually, yeah, about two weeks away. But like, if you're in the Houston area or if you're going to be in the Houston area on October 7th, definitely check out K-Fest. Definitely go to the meet and greet the next day. There's a lot of little games you could play. There's two tiers, right, May?
Yeah, so there's two tiers. The I don't remember. Gold tier is the $45. It's $45. Gets you in. You get a signed poster. You get a drawing to play games with June, like at the fan sign.
That's pretty fan cool. meet,
and then answering a Q&A, you can ask a Q&A question. The silver tier gets you in, and I believe you still receive a poster. I think everybody gets a poster. I'm going to fact check that because I don't remember off the top of my mm-hmm. head.
Goodies.
Yeah, you get little prizes. It's pretty cool. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The second entry, silver tier is second entry into the fan meet, high touch, the sign poster, and a lanyard. Gold tier has all of those, plus a chance at a game, Q&A, question submission, and a group photo.
I think that's really cool, because I've never been to a fan sign where you could possibly have the chance to interact in a game with your favorite artist, you know? Like, I haven't seen that yet, so, like, good on Cash, good on all of them.
And the price point is that one is pretty
nice. Price point is so nice.
Yeah. That's great. The thing.
I was like, oh my god, this is so good. I was like, it's gonna be something that you can actually like. I was like, for the price of an album, you can go.
Yes. If you are a budget girly, this is for you.
For the price of an album, you can go. But I was like, I thought that's pretty cool. And then the end of the night concert where it's like a like, you know, the K-Fest is coming to an end, and then everybody just kind of meets on the main stage, and that's where she'll perform. I don't remember if they're doing the VIP upgrade thing again, where it's like a...
Oh, yeah. Where they're, like, in front on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's, like, a GA behind.
Yeah. I don't remember if they're doing that this year. Hopefully, there will be updates, I believe, on the K-Fest Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do, I really hope. I'm like, look, I gotta get in where I can because I'm not the biggest fan of crowds.
Right? No. Being squeezed is not fun.
So I was like, that's pretty cool. Talking about K-Fest, what's something that you would want to do with K-Fest this year? Like, you see an activity, you've seen food, you've seen... Is there anything in particular that maybe you missed last year that you would want to do this year?
I don't think I missed anything last year. I think I got to see a little bit of everything. But for me, you know, it's always food. Just food. The
food.
There's gonna be so many different vendors, and I can't wait to like try little things from each vendor and kind of support the small local business, you know, here in Houston.
Yeah, I think we were able to see a lot of things. I think what would be cool, since we'll be there earlier, would be to see more of the stages, because I think I only saw a couple, and I thought that, especially on the small stage, I thought people were doing really good. But I would have liked to see more of the big stage, too, because I don't think... I stood more towards the smaller stage last year, so it'd be nice to see some of the bigger performances. I think that's what I'm pretty excited for, because, yeah, I don't think we really did too much of that. But I want to see the performances.
Yeah, because I know the main stage this year, they're having... I don't have the timelines just yet, but I do know that there's going to be a Hanbok fashion show.
That's cool.
On the main stage. There's also going to be, like, a bunch of traditional dances, and then there's, like, a block of, like, the cover dances... And then, obviously, the headliner at the very end. So I was like, that's pretty cool. And I know small stage, they're doing the kimchi eating contest. They're playing Red Light, Green Light on the whole lawn. Like, they're taking up the lawn space and turning it into a giant Red Light, Green Light game. And then...
That sounds fun.
More. I was like, I'm excited. Because there's like, a kids round, so it's, like, safe for kids to run around. And then there's one where, like, everybody else, like, all the adults... Because we don't need
to be in that one.
Telling me. Because it's just not going to be fun to have like this 5-year-old running around, and then you see this like grown man behind them just running after them.
I mean, we should never the adults play with the kids like that one.
No, I just meant like we definitely have to do this race.
I know, no, I'm getting there. I'm just saying the fact that even with the adults, I'll push a grown man down to win if I have to, playfully, nicely.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
But you gotta do what you gotta do. I came for the W.
the Super Bowl.
Win this game. Yeah. MVP.
What in the K-pop does not condone violence of any kind? That was a joke.
For do a reason, touchdown dance.
You just see her doing little shimmies on the side?
Oh my gosh, you're like allegedly.
You know how like people were like throw the football down whenever they're done celebrating?
Yeah.
You're gonna see
touchdown dance.
You're gonna exactly. see her with like with something in her hand, just
yeah, it'll be a light stick.
Just, yes. Oh my gosh. We should do like a TikTok like that. That would be hilarious. With a slow-mo Jesus. And everything. And then you gotta, and you have a, you can pick a light stick. Let's pick,
we'll you
pick
have one. So many light sticks to spare. One, so you can one, sacrifice one.
I'm not sacrificing any light sticks. No one said I was sacrificing any light sticks, Leah. Like, don't get crazy. These are $60 light sticks. It's not happening. It's not.
Speak for yourself.
You can throw your Espa light stick on the ground. How about that? Yeah, exactly. Don't look at me like that. You know. Disrespectful.
Woman.
See? Don't woman me. You came for me. You came for me first. Don't look at me like that. We're going to have a stare down the whole time.
Wow. Wow.
If only y'all could see us right now. We're just acting the fool. Anyways, yes. Red light, green light. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a great time. We're going to be safe. We're going to win.
We're going to win.
Sorry. We're already acting up. The tea is kicked in.
I was like, we're safe, but also we're going to win.
Maybe I'll just, you know, I won't push. I'll stiff arm for sure. But
that's what you got to do. I support. That I do condone. But I will say, it's also going to be really funny because there's K-Village right next to it. So it's like all like the arts and crafts and activity. Oh my God, why am I yawning so hard? And the activities and such. So I was like, it's going to be fun.
Yes. If you come to K-Village, me and Leah will be helping out in K-Village. Come say hello to us. Say hi. Don't be shy. Please don't ask me to make a craft for you because I'm very bad at crafts. But I will make it with all the love in my heart.
Eva's like, I
have no skill. Leah will definitely be able to make your craft. She's the artistic one. She has all the beautiful skills in art. Not me.
Oh, thank you.
It's like, no. I can give you this. Supply.
I have no shame. Right? I can pass Leah, you know, colored pencils, crowns, scissors, glue, like stickers. Like,
what you need?
It's like every doctor needs a nurse. I'm her head nurse.
I was literally about to say, I'm going to be like my assistant in the operating room. Stop it.
Which one is that? Which one is that?
I need to talk it out red. Quit it.
She's like asking for a colored pencil. She's like, I said the red one. That's not the right one.
It's Carmine. I said Scarlet.
Not the okay, Scarlet.
If you see these two throwing hands at each other, don't worry about them. It's all, what's it called? It's just play. It's just very playful.
It's chaos. It's just chaotic fun. It's chaos. Yeah. It's us. We're not fighting.
That's pretty much us.
That's so funny.
I'm sorry. I got us, like, way off track.
No, this is perfect.
It just popped out of my head.
But yeah, we're going to be over there in the village, you know, come say hi, also go through, check out the activities, join in the kimchi eating contest. Look, even if you lose, you get to eat kimchi.
And legit kimchi. Like, I'm pretty sure somebody's mom made all this kimchi for you to eat in this contest.
No, started that in June.
I'm telling you right now, it's not. It is bought. It is store-bought.
Okay, is it Costco?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
No, it is not. It is good stuff, though.
Is H Mart?
All right.
No. It is sourced through a different Korean market.
That's cool, though.
If they're legit, then yes, please. I will eat all the kimchi.
And it's funny because so I'll be over with the small stage, and that's where the kimchi eating contest will be. So I'll let y'all know right now. It is going to be really cool. We're having a... Hopefully I can say this. I'm pretty sure I can say this.
The winner... You can just ask and cut it out.
if not, there's going to be a weird cut in here, guys, and I'm sorry. Starting now. Ooh. If the winner will be getting, like, a crown and sash with, like, stuff on it saying something about, like, kimchi or something like that. And then they also get a little gift bag of...
A lifetime supply of kimchi.
No. usually the winner does get a jar of kimchi, but we thought maybe not, just because if they're going to be walking around outside with a jar of kimchi, and it's going to get gross, and then they have to throw it out. So what's the point? But
I mean,
they're going to get like a little gift bag, a little goodie bag of like what's the word? Not Alka-Seltzer. Antacids.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah,
that's what they're getting, and then some other stuff too. I thought that was funny.
I mean, if it comes in clutch, then why not?
Because that kimchi is gonna be hot. So if you can't handle spice, do beware. I'm not included in this, but for those of you who are spicily challenged, just take care of yourself. Don't do it.
Wait, you know what I heard in my head? You know what I heard?
What?
Was the Aespa song spicy? Is it my kimchi too spicy for your love?
Spicy? Yeah, my kimchi is too spicy for you. Don't touch it.
Okay, so guys, this is an exclusive. That means Yvette is going to enter the kimchi eating contest, what I just heard.
But I won't win. And how much do I have to eat? Because you know I can't eat that much in one sitting. I gotta like starve myself.
Don't starve yourself. Drink
what
a lot
if I
of
never
milk?
Eat kimchi again? It'll Ooh. Destroy me.
Oh my god!
I don't know. I can't make promises on that one, guys. I can't make promises.
And if you're smart, eat a bibimbap right before you go. There, then you have all of the kimchi mixing with that.
No, ew. Dangerous bibimbap.
Oh my god! Forbidden bibimbap.
But anyways. Bibimbap. I need to know what kind of kimchi is in this kimchi contest. Is it radish? Is it green onion? Is it
it's
Napa
cabbage.
It's cabbage. It's cut? Or is it not cut?
Yes, cut.
It's store-bought. It's going to be cut.
Well, okay. That might be a little bit easier. But no promises. She just set me up. But no promises.
I want to put your name in it. I'm going to eat it.
She's mischievous. Watch, don't call me to the stage. I'm like, what is going on?
What do you mean?
You're like Mr. Krabs meme.
You see me?
She proceeds to do the laugh.
What else is happening at K-Fest? You know what I'm really excited about? Is the vendors. We're going to have a ton of vendors at K-Fest this year. So it's going to be great to see all the merchandise, all the cute little things that I want to buy that I know will just collect dust, but I want to buy them because it brings happiness in the moment.
Yes.
So I'm really excited about the vendors.
Yeah, if there's an album you've been looking for that you know you didn't get, or maybe a Woods light stick.
I'm already buying my light stick.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you. He's going on tour. I'm going. When's the sale? We don't know, but I'm going.
Lord. Oh, and then you know how you mentioned food earlier?
Yes.
So this is not 100% K-Fest related, but I was curious. What is y'all's favorite like Korean food? Or like, because so example, I do love bibimbap. It's like in a good hot stone pot, and you get like the little crunchy rice on the bottom, and you mix that whole together. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10.
I
think like good old fashioned fried chicken.
Oh, Korean fried
especially
chicken?
Especially when it's ooh. Dipped and glazed in that sauce.
The soy or the honey oh, soy God. Or the what's the other
well,
flavor?
One like okay, so or... one dish that I really like is specifically from Chimak. It's like the Korean barbecue sauce. I don't know if that's at every place, but either way, remember that time we were at Soju 101 and someone walked out with a plate of like big ass fried chicken tenders and they were just like dripping with sauce. I was like, I needed that, and I'm still talking about
the
it.
The way you remember this,
I'm still thinking about it.
We haven't been to Soju 101 in months, but she remembers it like it was yesterday.
It's been 3 weeks.
Wait, oh, so you're talking about, you went 3 weeks ago?
It's been about 3 weeks, yeah.
Are you talking about Soju Pocha?
You're just talking about Soju Pocha.
Soju
not
101.
Soju 101.
Oh, sorry.
Who'd you go
bad.
With?
One shot.
Not us. One shot.
One shot. One shot.
I was like, you're
sorry.
Talking about Pocha.
We
like,
haven't been to Soju 101 in like a year.
I was like, what are you with? Talking about? I was like,
I'm
she's
sorry.
Been cheating on us.
No, I'm sorry. It's because it was a Korean. It was because it was a karaoke place. This is it's the karaoke place we never sang karaoke at. That's the one shot. Okay. Whoops.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Soju 101 has never had chicken like that. My bad.
But Korean fried chicken with that glaze on there is your jam.
It was so good. it looked so good. And so yeah, that's definitely.
She's like, I'm thinking about it now.
Look, the next time we go, I'm getting it, okay? I'm getting it next time.
Go ahead, get it, definitely. For me, I think it's like a tie between like kimchi fried rice, like a really good kimchi fried rice mm-hmm. with that fermented kimchi or some pork belly, like some pork belly. But I season my pork belly. Like, let's be honest, I can't just eat it with no seasoning, like Korean people usually do, like good for them, but I can't do it. It's not me. I grew up like with seasoning every meat. But that was some salt, pepper, garlic, onion. Oh my gosh, so good.
Jalapeno?
Like the one that you introduced me at Trader Joe's. That pork belly is so good.
I'm telling you. Okay, y'all, let me put y'all on. If you're making any type of like bosam or you just want pork belly in your food, go to Trader Joe's. Not sponsored. Go to Trader Joe's.
None of this is sponsored.
There's in their like refrigerated meats section, there's a pork belly. Yeah. It's already full. It's already cooked. So all you gotta do is put it in the oven, put it on the frying pan and just like let it crisp up. That is so, and you could cut it however thickness you want.
It's so good.
So good. Ooh. Now I'm thinking about it, and now I want some, but I won't have time before work to go get it.
But yes,
we're recording this
belly,
before breakfast.
Yeah, in the morning. That's why we're so giggly and stuff, because we were sleep deprived. But besides the point, the pork belly with shin ramen, black shin ramen, so good. That's my jam. That's like coming home from work eating that.
Okay. Wait, and then
now I have to go get smoothie.
You're like, now I need pork belly.
I ate before.
I had a sneak. I had a little sneak.
I had girl breakfast. Tea.
Girl breakfast.
I had some chocolate covered pretzels. What did I have for breakfast?
I had pasta and yogurt. Weird, but I don't know. Girl breakfast. Makes no sense, but makes all the sense at the same time. Girl breakfast.
Ooh, one thing I was going to ask about. One thing I was going to ask about Cake Fest regarding. So whenever you go, it's going to be October 7th. So it's going to still be hot. Not.
I don't think so.
Hot, like we just had. Like we just. It's not going to be like in the triple
like 80. 80s, yeah. High 70s probably.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
It was cool in the shade. So look, bring a jumper, bring a jacket, bring a little
umbrella
windsuit. But do bring a hat, sunglasses, because it's gonna be sunscreen. Daytime, it's gonna be sunny. It's Texas. Like we don't really have fall. We got 2 weeks of fall and then boom, it's winter. So you know.
Bring water. Stay hydrated.
Oh yeah. That so that's gonna be my next little topic is like, is there anything you think that people the people should either bring with them or be prepared for?
A blanket, because this is a park. And there's really, everyone sits on the ground. And a lot of people didn't think that through, I saw last year. So definitely get a blanket, get a picnic. Go to, you know, the food vendors, grab a little, you know, what is it, smorgasbord of things and have a little picnic with your friends.
Yeah, I say bring a picnic kit. Make sure there's sunscreen in there, you know, as if you're going bring to a little the beach, cooler. But dress just like it's going to be cold. Shorts and a jacket, you know?
Yeah, like you can always take stuff off. So it's like
layers.
Layered-ish.
Because currently
check the weather.
Currently, we're at the beginning of September and it's still hot. So in a month, that could change. But we don't know. Just be prepared for wacky weather. But bring stuff to sit on. If you can bring lawn chairs or you have the chance to do that, bring it. But have a little picnic. It's a park, y'all. Seating is limited. Bring a picnic basket.
Seating, there's like a couple benches because it's a park, but that's it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
we were sitting on them benches, so we know.
Yeah,
we like waited. We saw one group move, and we're like, "Let's go,
make a move." Yeah, we were scoping the place out.
We sat there for a long time too.
We did. It was like an hour.
We were so tired.
We're like, we're just gonna vibe here now.
Because again, we didn't bring a blanket. We were standing. Don't be like us last year.
Yes, don't be us.
We learned
last year.
Umbrella, lawn chairs, blanket. Just be smart about it. Okay. Bring cash. Cool. Well, do you bring cash? I mean, I think everybody that we bought from had like tap or like cards.
Yeah.
Most, if not all, of the vendors are, I think, cashless.
Okay. So you don't really need to bring cash.
No.
Be prepared for parking.
Oh, yeah.
Or to walk. Oh, my God. Because it's Discovery Green. So you're, like, right smack in the middle of the city. So if you're going to park, there are parking garages nearby. Be prepared to pay that. Or to park on the streets a few blocks away and just be prepared to walk. That's why we say bring an umbrella, because you will be in the sun.
Yeah. I was like, parking could be a little weird. Like, I know last year, me and Yvette, we parked somewhere pretty far. And so we Uber to Discovery Green.
We literally parked on the other side of the city, and we Ubered all the way to the park. We didn't want to deal with it. No, we were by, what's the closest thing? By Bayou Music Center.
Oh,
we're in that area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it was a good distance away. Like, you could walk it, but it'd be like 35 minutes to walk.
Yeah.
And we left late at night, so also be aware of that. Yeah, if you're going to park far, be aware that you might be walking that same distance at night. Just think about that, too. I actually parked at the garage right next to the park because I was alone. So I parked in the parking garage. I think that was pretty reasonable.
I will say, I think the George R. Brown Convention Center's parking garage is the one you were at.
Right. That might have been it.
Yeah, and that's the one where it's like, it'll automatically, like, not automatically, what's the word? It's kind of like your first one you see. So that's highly recommended to you, just to park over there and then let it work. But I was going to say, too, it's going to be really fun to see all the people, too, where it's like apparently this year is supposed to be bigger than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so
more people.
Yes. So if, be mindful. I will say, so little tips for people who maybe don't want to go when there's a lot of people. The very beginning from like, because it starts from 11 a.m. all the way leading up to 7 p.m. 7 p.m. is when the performance of June starts. But that earlier part until like 2 o'clock-ish is when all the families are out. So like, if you don't want to be around a lot of children, your mornings are probably not going to be the best bet. But you will miss out some of the cool performances. So it's kind of like a, what's it called? Like a give and take. If you want to see the cool performances, there might be a little bit more crowd. The evening when everybody gathers to the main stage, obviously it's going to be a crowd of people. So just keep that in mind, but it'll be really fun, really cool. And then is there anything else that I may have missed?
I don't know. This is just a really good opportunity for you to hang out with friends or family and just come out and spend the day appreciating Korean culture, seeing cool performances. Even if you don't stay till the very end, though ideally you'll want to because the performances are going to be top-notch, I feel like you can still get a lot out of it any time of the day. So, you know, come out. Come through.
Also, Jonas Brothers, they'll be at Toyota Center, which is literally right, like, 2 blocks from the park, Discovery Green. So, yes, make sure you get there. If you're going to get there later in the day, try to get there before the concert crowd because traffic is going to be crazy. It's going to be bad. And, May, what time does the festival start? What time does it end?
So, like you just mentioned, it starts at 11 a.m. And then it ends at 7 p.m. technically. Like I just said, it was like 7 p.m. the performance starts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Because I forgot about that. I was like, wait, what are the hours of operation? But okay, cool. No, I'm really excited this year. And it's kind of crazy how fast it's like approaching because. Like, one day I'm like, oh, we're 3 months out. And then I was like, oh, we're like a week out, 2 weeks out. It's just getting nearer and everybody's just like.
That's the crazy part. It's like, it feels like yesterday this all was just getting announced. And now it's like, all right, cool. Here we are.
Months of planning is now culminating into, oh my God, it's 2 weeks away.
Oh my God. No, literally, it's like, okay, this is going crap. Okay, we gotta do this now, and this has to still get done, and this has to still get done, and I need this now, and we gotta do this. So, guys, support your Houston Korean community and show up, show out, and have fun, because that's pretty much it. Also, I know this is probably like super close to it. If you did want to volunteer, go to KFest Instagram, all the information's on there. It's just gonna be a good time, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
At KFest Houston, Texas. That's the Instagram.
Is it HTX?
Yes.
Yeah, KFest HTX. Pretty cool. But no, if you guys have any questions, go to that Instagram. If you have any questions for us, obviously you can still ask us directly on Instagram. Is there anything else, ladies, you'd like to talk about before we head out for today?
I think we got everything.
Yeah, I think we got everything covered.
Yeah. Cool. Well, hopefully we'll see you guys at KFest. If not, y'all be safe. Have fun with whatever you want to do on your Saturday for October 7th if you're not in the Houston area. Thanks, I hope you guys enjoyed our little KFest epis?
Epis? We're going to call it epi now?
I'll say episode.
Epidemic? Epic? Epic?
Girl,
let's go.
Insanity. This is what we do.
That was good. I did good.
I just can't talk.
I'm proud of myself.
You should be. May, that was cute. Epi, thanks for listening to our Epi, guys.
I was going to say episode.
Ew, I don't like it.
And I didn't mean to. No, but I didn't mean to.
It rung into my ear. It went down into my soul. And I was like, no, reject.
I didn't want it.
If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast so we can reach more K-Pop fans.
Follow us on Instagram at whatinthekpop_podcast for all the updates. And if you want to contact us, send us a DM.
Thank you, K-Pop Squad, for listening. We hope y'all have a wonderful day or night. But most importantly, remember to
live your best K-Pop lives.
Bye! Bye.